talking Froda Monument Wildcats basketball on the team.
And with us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, he is the first-year head coach of the Froda Monument Boys basketball team, Jake Aguirre. Jake, I appreciate the time. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing fine. So exciting times for you, being the first-year head coach at Froda Monument. Of course, certainly not your first rodeo with the state championships at DeBec and Grand Valley, but take us through the process of getting your team to the point where you're ready to open up things with the Warrior Challenge basketball tournament.
Well, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're still getting our guys ready. We're still learning each other. Coming in, getting kind of a late jump. We're still getting to know guys' tendencies, but we have had, great couple days of practice, and I know the boys are ready to start playing again. So it's been really exciting this week, and we're just ready. We're ready for tomorrow. So,
where do you feel like you've had to make up the most ground in terms of getting somewhat of a late start being the head coach?
Just our system. We want to pick up and go all the time and get guys in certain spots where maybe they haven't played before, so things are kind of new. So, just getting the guys to fit in and be in the spots we need them to be from what we've seen so far. So, they've been picking everything up really well. They seem excited for something new and fresh to come in, and we're just going. But I'd say, just learning the boys still, it's been kind of a challenge there, but it's been a lot of fun.
Jake Aguirre, the new head coach of the Froda Monument boys basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. Of course, you lose Cole Savage to graduation. He was the leading scorer last year at 12.3 points per game. But there's good news because Skylar Johnson is back. He averaged over 11 points per game last year. Carson Hollingshead averaged a little over six points per game. So a couple of reliable scores, good players returned for you with the lineup this year, Jake.
Yeah. And, those guys have been great. They've been all in. And same with the other senior boys that had some experience last year. They're all, they're all excited and ready to go. And like I said, some guys have some new roles and they're excited about those new roles. Some of the guys are learning their roles and going. But to have Skylar, to have Carson coming back with their experience, their knowledge, and their leadership that they have been showing this year is really great. And that's one of the things that we were looking for coming in is, what guys are going to lead us, and they jumped right in, so it's been great.
Jake Aguirre, coach of the Froda Monument boys basketball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. Of course, you're going to count on Carson and Skylar to do a lot of scoring, carry the offense quite a bit. But who else are you going to lean on a little bit? Because certainly there are some players from last year, another one of those seniors, and J.C. Jessup, that averaged almost 6 points per game. That's, I'm sure, a player that will have a much more expanded role for you this season.
Unfortunately, he's not out there this year. So, we missed out on him being there with us. And, I heard a lot of great things about him, but never really got to see him. So, but we do have, we have some sophomore kids that are getting better. And a kid, Austin Reed, I don't know if anyone knows who he is. He's going to be a nice fit. But we've got some guys that are ready to go. It was nice to have so many great players in the gym to start the year. So we're gonna have some new faces out there. We're gonna have some guys that hopefully are gonna give guys some challenges out there, and we're gonna make a little noise. So it's gonna be fun.
Jake Aguirre, coach of the Froda Monument boys basketball team, with us. You open up with Horizon. They're coming off the loss to Chaparral, 66-48. What have you heard in terms of the Horizon basketball team you'll face to open up the Warrior Challenge with?
It's going to be a good matchup for us, and they get up and down the floor. They have some size. They got some nice guards, and they put a lot of pressure on the ball. So, we're going to have to be smart with the ball and strong with it, and you know, and ready for the challenge. And I know after seeing the boys the last few days, they're ready. They're ready to roll.
Jake Aguirre, coach of the Fruit of Monument boys basketball team with us. You'll also face Castleview and Glenwood Springs in the tournament as well. Have you had a chance to get much scouting in regard to Castleview?
We're starting that process now, so we're going to give them a look, and you know, we're trying to get the boys ready for the first one, and then hopefully we'll be able to plug some things in today for it. But I know this. I know plugging in a new system that, you know, every team we're going to see to start, you know, we're going to have our challenges. We're going to have our good and our bad, and so we're ready for that. But we just want the boys to keep believing and you know, have some fun out there. So we're like I said, I'm really excited to get going. I'm pretty nervous, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, with Castleview, Tyler Klaufenstein has been their leading scorer, 12 points per game. They've only played one game. They're 0-1 to start the season. We'll have coverage of the Warrior Challenge Boys Basketball Tournament. Starts on Friday right here on the Team Sports Network. Of course, high school basketball brought to you by Ken.